And so I wanted to begin this morning by sharing with you some stories in the spirit of April Fool's Day to ask you to decipher from these which one is true. Bloomingdale's department store is expanding their beauty service, a luxurious spa for the pampered pooch, canine contouring, posh blowouts, doggy massages. Bring your pup in for a doggone good time, they say. Bloomingdale's. Alamo rental car. Now, many of you may like to kind of make your own agendas when you travel and find your way around. So it's for the self-vacationing traveler. An electronic personal concierge is included in your car to answer any questions that you might have. Snoozer. The Snoozer app is something new. If you'd like to take a nap, you enter your location, and then a representative from Mattress Firm will come to you with your very own nap sack, which includes earplugs and a personal teddy bear. Petco has a new product out. It's the poop scooping drone. And then finally, Canoober. This is in Ely, Minnesota. An Uber for canoeists. It's a water-based ride-sharing that's available to you. Just call them up and schedule it. So there you have it. Which one is true? What if I said no? Actually, none of them are true. However, a good April Fool's story, a good April Fool's joke, is when you're not quite sure, and it could be. You have to admit, you were trying to get your mind around some of those concepts, weren't you? And actually, you might have talked yourself into them that, yeah, they're possible, and perhaps we may yet see them someday to come. And you're challenged by the possibility of what could be. And so that's what makes a real good April Fool's joke. When we look at the Gospel of John, once again we emphasize John is raising the possibilities and challenging how people think about God. The raising of Lazarus is a display of the power of God, that God is in action, and Jesus is a witness to what God does. And so Jesus shares in our gospel reading, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even if that person were to die. You will live. And so in John's gospel, there is the emphasis of God's power in these miracle stories. And so there is then the power that God has over physical death, as with the story of Lazarus. Now, the gospel writer makes it very clear of what takes place. When Jesus finally arrives in Bethany, we are told that Lazarus had already been laid in the tomb for 4 days. Now, that is very significant to the hearer of the story, for during that time and during that age, it was believed that once a body was laid into the tomb, for 3 days, the spirit would linger around the body. And by the fourth day, then, that person's spirit was gone. And so there is then the assurance now that Lazarus was dead, had been laid in the tomb, and had been there for 4 days before Jesus raises him from that death. But also, as Jesus shares that He is the resurrection and the life, He is also one who resurrects our relationship with God. That our relationship with God can be restored even when we are dead in sin. Even those times in life when one is so selfish, he or she is dead to the needs of others. Or one is insensitive to the point of being dead to the feelings of others. Now, I want to come to the defense of you husbands out there. We may not be sensitive to feelings, but we're good listeners. As illustrated. There's a couple celebrating their 10th wedding anniversary. The husband says to his wife, to celebrate our 10th anniversary, I'm going to go out and purchase you a brand new car. She looks at him and says, nothing would please me more. Now, as I said, we're good listeners. When she says, nothing would please me more. Not very sensitive. But even when we're dead in sin, even when one is so dishonest, that person is dead to loyalty to others. Even when one is hopeless, one is dead of the Spirit. Jesus says, I am the resurrection, and I bring new life, and you will live. For the power of God can transform and can change. Even when life seems to be in that downward spiral, that we are once again restored in our relationship with God and made alive. Through Jesus, there is a picture of a God who cares, a God who desires to have relationship. The Scriptures are all about God establishing relationship with His people and with the world, and how God will restore that relationship time after time after time. Failure after failure after failure, the relationship can be restored, and there can be new life. John writes to a Greek audience. Now, the Greeks would look upon a God as being passionless, a God who would be isolated from humanity, would be apathetic about the cares of the human world, would be distant. This is a God that the people would know. Much like the man who purchased one of those roof storage units many of you are familiar with or have had because you travel long distances, and so you put them on the top of your car and you fill them up with all that stuff you need. And so the man was sharing with his neighbor about the purchase of his roof storage unit. Said, I found it to be very practical. You know, I can barely hear the kids now. But Jesus is witnessing to a God who cares. Upon hearing the death of his friend, Jesus says to the people, where have you laid him? And Jesus weeps. The response of the people who see this say, see how he loved him. And even more so, the gospel writer describes the physical reaction of Jesus. The description of Jesus as being is one being seized by a deep, deep emotion. And the result of that is a deep groan just wrung from the bottom of one's heart, expressing how much Jesus cares. And then so, we discover how much God cares through the power of God. For when Jesus decides to act, he recognizes the cost to himself. Jesus is prepared to face what is before him because of his actions that result from him raising Lazarus. For Jesus will soon enter into Jerusalem. And there we will read about his triumphal entry on what we call Palm Sunday, where the people of Jerusalem gather in huge crowds, we are told, calling upon Jesus to save them. And this can only be explained by the miracle that had come before Jesus' entry, the raising of Lazarus. The people were aware of what Jesus had done and called upon him to do more. Jesus recognizes the cost of raising Lazarus. We read in John's Gospel, before Jesus enters Jerusalem, that the chief priests and the Pharisees called a meeting of the council. They understand about all the signs that Jesus has performed, and they are afraid now that the people will rise up and follow Jesus, following their Messiah. And because of that, it would lead to the destruction of Israel by the Roman army. And so Caiaphas, one of the members, is quoted as saying, "What is it that one man dies to save an entire nation?" And so they planned to put Jesus to death. Jesus recognizes that his actions now move the Jewish authorities to take definitive steps to eliminate him, to bring his death. But yet we see the witness to God's love through Jesus, and how Jesus displays the power of God in the raising of Lazarus, but also in the raising of each one of us. There is a God who cares and restores relationships so that we can live. "I am the resurrection and the life," Jesus says. And we are to demonstrate in our own lives, as Jesus did, all that God has done. Demonstrate in our own lives the power of God.